We are talking how long between logs. Yes, that's right.
So this is all because yesterday we were just having, like, we just chat and chat and chat. It's what we do behind the scenes. You told me this story that at one point you went an entire week without dropping one off at the pool. And I was like, are you serious?
You
I didn't
what?
Even think that was
it
a possible human possibility.
One of the worst experiences of my life, because you just think that something is seriously wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the doctors.
That's a typical man move, isn't
it?
It
is, yeah.
I'll put it off a bit longer.
It was good. Just, a few coffees and
away she went.
And cigs.
And it came in like a wrecking ball, if you will.
Absolutely.
So let's go to the phone.
We've got people.
I didn't think that anyone had gone longer than a week.
Fantastic.
Apparently, it's a very popular thing.
Dave, how long between logs?
Okay, so I used to be in the British Army. I was in the war in Iraq in 2003.
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
The food that you get in the army, it kind of blocks you up and stops you going, so you can go for a prolonged period without needing to go.
Okay.
So we had a bit of a competition between the crew about, who could go who could not go the longest. So we had a guy called Taff Baker who was a bit of a grub. and he managed to hold it in for 10 days.
Jeez.
Dave, what do you get when you win this competition other than cramps and a smelly toilet?
Respect.
And that's how he got it.
Somebody gets to tell a story about you on the radio in Australia.
I love
that. So, I mean, before that, I'm guessing he was just called Baker. But as soon as he did the 10 days, you're Tough Baker now, man.
After he let it go.
Yeah.
Brought it in on a shovel, and this thing was like a foot long.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yeah, he's proud of it.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Dave, what are they feeding you? Like, what's standard meal that would block you up that much?
you get these biscuits called Biscuits Brown.
Yeah.
And they're, like, known to block you up, so he was just feeding himself with this. You get this pate in a tin, and you eat it with a biscuit, and it just like slows your metabolism down, so you don't need to go every day.
Wow, I mean, it sounds like a regular, Gordon Ramsay meal, but Biscuit Brown.
It's definitely not.
The clue's in the name.
That beats me. Bottle of Hunter Valley wine for you, Dave. Enjoy. Thank you, mate. Oh, jeez, everyone's beating me. See?
I know.
I told ya, it's a thing.
All right, Anonymous. So, I believe you've been more than a week. What's your story?
So I went 10 days.
10 days? Oh, tell us about what happened.
Okay, so I met this guy, dated him, decided to move in together, didn't think of all that sort of stuff. One toilet, I was too scared to go and make noises in front of him. So
I feel that. I get that.
Oh, really?
I'm like that too. Yeah, totally.
Yep. So the thing is, so every morning, by the time I have my second cup of coffee, I know that I'm going to go. So I quite often don't leave the house till I have that second cup.
Yeah.
So what had happened, I didn't want to go, so I'd have my second cup because it's what I always did, but I'd hang on to it, and by the time I got to work, it wasn't there. It was like it was gone.
Like the snake retreating back into the hole.
That's right. Anyway, so that sort of went on until I couldn't go, and the problem that I had was, so every time we had sex or something, I was scared of anything happening or popping out or, letting one go because of all the pressure that I knew and I felt in there. Like, even just bending over, it just felt like I was going to drop one. So I ended up with a bad pain in my stomach. The pain went all the way up my side. Oh. I went to the doctors and got ultrasounds and x-rays, and basically the doctor told me that I was full of shit. Eventually, I ended up having to have an enema and because what happened, because it's like a plug at the bottom.
Right.
So okay. You have to get rid of that plug. So anyway, so I had multiple things to try and make me go.
So it's almost like a cork from a wine bottle.
Exactly, exactly. It's really like pop, pop. Anyway, different type of sound. But anyway, so I had to have all this stuff to make me go. So by the time I went, He was there, heard the whole thing. So you can imagine 10 days worth of build up, the stench, the sounds that I was making. Oh. So it really was not worth it.
Anonymous, you should have just bitten the bullet and done it at his house.
I know. Anyway, we were together for 11 years and had a child. So, do you know what I mean? He saw the worst anyway. So I say,
you know. He saw the worst.
The band-aid off. You know what? That definitely.
You deserve a bottle of wine.
Deserves a bottle of wine. All yours. Thank you, Anonymous. Thanks for calling.
What a story.
I told you.
I didn't believe you. I should have trusted you, mate.
You should have.